You're listening to Podcasting for Experts with honest conversations about using podcasting as a tool to grow your reach, increase your audience, make a positive impact on the world, and most importantly, to get paid for your efforts. I'm your host, Jess, and we are Pristine Podcasts. Let's talk podcasting. Hey, and welcome back. This is episode 2, and today I want to dive into the main reasons why the majority of podcasts never make it past 7 episodes. That's crazy, right? To think that all of this work went into picking a name, creating the artwork, writing the description, buying the equipment, making the first episodes, and then it just kind of fizzles out. This phenomenon actually has a name in the podcasting world, and it's called pod fade. It's basically when the host just slowly stops producing episodes without really giving any sort of explanation. So today, I want to take some time to identify the main reasons and what you can do to make sure that your podcast is set up for long-term success. Reason number one why a lot of podcasts just fade away is that podcasters simply underestimate the amount of time that it takes to produce the final show. This happens so often, and it's frustrating, and it feels particularly frustrating to me because I myself am well known to often underestimate the amount of time something will take. It's like my brain just can't quite get it right. So I feel this one particularly badly. What I see happen is this. Podcasters get really excited about the new show. They say they will do one episode per week, and then they figure out that it takes 5 hours to research, 2 hours to record. They're 5 hours into editing, and the whole week has come and gone, and the episode still isn't finished. Then eventually they get around to publishing it after like 2 weeks, but now they have no time whatsoever to promote the show because they're kind of already late for the next episode. So now they start recording and editing the next episode, but again, it takes way longer than expected. And again, it takes 2 weeks, but it's kind of slipping into 3 weeks now, but they promise to do a weekly show. So it carries on like that for a few weeks. And in the meantime, they have no time to promote. So nobody's listening to the show anyways. And somehow they just don't decide to just make a change. And instead, they just sort of feel bad and just stop making episodes and hope that it all goes away. Now, listen up, if you're by any chance in that place right now, in your life, in your career, in your business, you have the right to decide how things are run. And you get to change it whenever you like it for no reason whatsoever other than that you choose to do so. So you don't need permission from your clients or your audience or your auntie or anyone else to make a choice to release episodes only once a month if that's what works for you. So if once a week is too much, do it once every 2 weeks. If once every 2 weeks is still too much, do it once every 4 weeks. If interviews take you 10 hours to edit and you hate it, then stop doing interviews. You are the boss and you get to make decisions about how you want to run your show. So take action, be the boss, make a decision instead of just letting it fizzle out while you kind of hide in the corner hoping it all goes away. If you're better at producing things in batches, you can also change your show to run in seasons and simply focus on just making and finishing 6 episodes and then releasing them. And then you get time to focus on the promotion. And then you take a 6-week break where you make the next 6 episodes and then you start releasing them again and then focus on the promotion. Do whatever works. It really is your call. Reason number 2 why podcasts just kind of fade out is that you end up running out of topics or ideas for new content. This is also very common, and I pretty much see posts on Facebook in the different groups that I'm in every single day where people complain that they just don't know what to talk about. So before you record a single word for a podcast, in our opinion, you need to be sure that you can write down the rough titles for at least 100 episodes. And only then do you know that it's actually worth investing some of your time and effort into making it happen. This is just one of the hacks that we actually give you in our podcast launch toolkit. So let's take a quick break for me to tell you a little bit more about it, and then we'll carry on with the reasons for why podcasts fail. Hey, can I interrupt the episode for just a hot second or two? I just really quickly wanted to tell you that if you've been putting off launching your podcast because you're confused about the process and just don't know where to start, there is still hope. We put together a full toolkit that gives you everything that you need to start your podcast in the next few weeks, including a 90-some page step-by-step guide taking you from absolutely no clue what I'm doing to that was easier than I thought. A podcast concept worksheet helping you to define all of the most important details of your show, such as your why, your audience, the transformation you're offering, etc. A podcast summary sheet where you can make note of all of those important details that you need for your show. The podcast episode master spreadsheet, and this is where you will link out all of your episode ideas, number them, link to your published episode, link to your show notes, add your player embed codes, and everything else that you need to stay efficient and organized every single week. It also includes the podcast episode outline guide, so you always know how to structure your episodes to get the most out of them, as well as a set of Canva templates that you can use to quickly design your podcast episode cover, even if you have no clue how to even design something. You will also get the guest interview guide telling you exactly what you need in place to interview a guest successfully, and you will receive a set of podcaster affirmations that will help you to feel motivated and confident on your new podcasting journey. And you will get all of this for just $27. So if you're interested in checking it out, then head over to pristinepodcast.com/toolkit. And with that, we'll go right back to the episode. Righty, so here we are again. Reason number three. You didn't really put enough effort into planning your show, and now it's not really working for you. So we just mentioned the toolkit, and the reason for why we made the toolkit is because so much thinking and planning needs to be done before you start recording to make sure that you reach the right people with your podcast. Because at the end of the day, while podcasting is a fun thing to do, I am sure that you'd like to get some sort of result from it as well, right? So whether you're after book sales or clients or customers or sponsors, you have to attract a cohesive crowd of the right people to the show to be able to make this happen. So if you end up podcasting for months and then you realize that you've attracted the wrong crowd, that is really not going to help your show. I'll give you an example of this. We're currently focusing only on building out one aspect of our business to the next level, and that's our editing crew. So we could logically argue that the people who want to outsource their editing are currently doing it themselves, and they may look for content now and again related to editing. So we could technically focus only on talking about how to record and edit your podcast. But we would most likely end up attracting people to our content who only want to learn how to record and edit, and they are most likely other people wanting to start up their business. And that wouldn't benefit our business in any way. So we needed to carefully plan out what we're doing on this show and who we want to attract to it and what will those people really be interested in. Okay. And if you end up going wrong here, you may run out of steam sooner than you would have liked. Reason number four, you don't care about the niche that you're in after all. So this happens a lot with people that are new to making content. Either they don't pick a niche at all and talk about anything and everything, or they pick one, but they don't actually really like it. Both aren't going to work. There is a lot of shiny object syndrome happening where we focus on what, I don't know, Sally and John over there are doing more than what lights us up. And if that's happened to you before, don't worry about it. Like, you're not alone. When I started out, I really wanted my business to work, and I realized that I was spending too much time going after quote unquote the money, not realizing that the money will come to you when you do something that you really care about. I love running my businesses. I love creating content, and I love helping people to build something up for themselves that is way better than their crappy job that they had or their job that they lost, maybe because they have physical health issues, mental health issues, and they lost the ability to work. And marketing is a huge part of that. And to me, it's really important that we do marketing in a way that is sustainable for us. But I didn't follow that feeling for years. I just followed what all the other people did or told me to do. And the result was that I had a lot of projects over the years that I just didn't love, but I thought it's what I had to do. So whenever someone tells you that you have to do it this way, don't listen to them. You know, everything that we're giving you here on the podcast is a suggestion. If you hate the idea of doing something, then just don't do it or do it differently, but carry on with releasing the thing anyways. Okay? So those are probably the main reasons for why podcasts just fade into nothingness. So I just want to go one more time and just summarize the concrete steps that you can take to avoid falling into the same trap. So the first thing is to ask yourself honestly if the niche that you're in right now is really what you want to keep doing. And there is no shame in changing and deciding that you want to do something different. But if you're not committed to be in it for the next 1 to 2 years, then starting a podcast is for sure not worth the effort. The second thing that I would suggest for you to do is to write down your list of at least 100 episode titles, not the final titles, but working titles, before you invest any other thoughts into your podcast. Because if you can't fill 100 episodes, you don't have a viable long-term idea here. Number three, spend plenty of time planning your show to be sure that your targeting is accurate, your topic fits your target audience, and you have a very clear mission with the show. This is something that we'll be talking about in the upcoming episodes as well. Identify exactly how many time slots you have available to actually work on your podcast. And if you have team members, how much time are you willing to ask them to allocate to it? And, you know, you're going to be paying for it. So it's a budgeting question as well. And then set yourself up with a schedule that's actually workable. Then I'd recommend that you also create a ritual for your podcast so that it just becomes second nature and it's a really pleasurable experience to record your show every single time. You may also want to track how long you are actually spending on certain aspects of the show to make sure that you can keep up with your schedule. You can do a lot of this prep work before the first episode has ever seen the light of day. So if you do some recording and tracking how long you're spending on all of the aspects of producing your first few episodes, then you will know how long it takes and you will know if once a week is a workable schedule for you. And if you do that before you release your first episode, then you don't have to disappoint your audience by changing from once a week to only every 2 weeks, you see. Or you could take the last minute decision to simply decide to work in seasons if you're a batch person like me. Like, I'd rather spend 2 days straight doing podcasts than keep having to come back to this job like every single week. All right. So if you're implementing those steps, then you have got a good few safety nets in place that should avoid you falling into the same traps that normally causes podcasts to just fade out. All right, that's it for this episode. If you enjoyed the show, our entire team would appreciate if you would leave us a review. And if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast or if you'd like to talk about collaborations, then please drop us an email. You will find our email address in the show notes, which you will always find at pristinepodcast.com/podcast. As always, I hope you have an amazing day and we will see you for the next one. And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. If you're ready to finally pull the trigger and get started with your podcast, then don't forget to check out the Podcast Launch Toolkit at pristinepodcast.com/toolkit. The link is also in the show notes.